Thanks for listening to Coffee at KYUK. I'm your host, Katie Basil. You may have seen the brightly colored signs around town reminding everyone to wash hands and wear a mask during the COVID-19 pandemic. The signs were designed by Maria Nicolai. Maria is a self-taught artist who grew up in Bethel and Kwitluk and uses drawing as a way to communicate and tell stories. I talked with Maria during her lunch break at Wells Fargo, where she's a lead bank teller. Maria, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
You recently designed three posters for the Bethel Family Clinic encouraging people to wear masks, practice social distancing, and wash their hands during the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you kind of talk about the inspiration behind the project?
Bethel Family Clinic approached me about the project. They had a pretty clear idea of what they wanted, and I just helped them implement it. It was an honor to be on the project. It was a lot of fun to draw.
What's it like seeing your work all over town?
I feel a little bashful about it, but I am generally pretty proud of it.
They look great. I know. I love seeing them on trucks and businesses, and it's kind of like a positive messaging, I think, during a difficult time. What's your process, Maria? Do you draw or paint on paper? Do you use graphic design software?
Graphic design software, mostly. I have a tablet at home that I work on. I can do traditional media, but it's cleaner to do work on a computer, especially if it's going to be for something that's going to be printed. Some of the software I use are Paint Tool Sci, Photoshop, Clip Studio.
When did you first start drawing, and what inspired your art practice?
I started drawing when I was very young. There wasn't a lot to do that was quiet indoors, so my mom would get me a sheaf of printer paper and some crayons, and it was just a quiet activity that I could share with others. What inspired me to keep going was, at some point, I noticed the world around me had children's books and comics and cartoons, and it made me realize that you could tell a story with pictures, and it was just a lot of fun making my own stories. They weren't very comprehensive, but it was fun to imagine just making up your own little stories like you would with dolls.
And some of those early works of yours, did you do like comic strips, or how did you tell a story through drawing when you were a kid?
They weren't comic strips because I don't think I knew how to write yet. They were just the people or animals or whatever, just sort of reacting to things. Like, oh no, the volcano is exploding, kind of thing. And it probably wouldn't have made sense to anyone looking at the drawings themselves because they were just all over the place. But it made sense to me, and it was fun for me.
And was your, at one point we spoke earlier, you mentioned your mom, would she ever draw with you?
She would. She taught me how to draw birds and flowers, and my grandma joined in as well. Sometimes my grandma would draw like an outline, and then I would color it in. Those are some of my earliest memories.
So it sounds like a family practice. That's so cool. What other projects have you worked on recently?
Well, before it was canceled, I did the logo for the Chamay of 2020. If we end up having that festival later in the year, maybe it will be used. It could also just be repurposed for another year. Another thing I'm working on is some miscellaneous logos for other projects. and I have a passion project in the works that I hope will turn out nicely that has to do with COVID-19 as well.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that passion project?
I would like to make a little pamphlet or a children's book about COVID-19, sort of as a reassurance, because this whole thing has been kind of crazy, having to not go to school, or it's just been a big upheaval for kids, and they would probably appreciate knowing what's going on and some reassurance that everything's going to be okay.
Right now, that's a passion project. Are you hoping that gets picked up and published?
I hope so. If not, I could try distributing it myself.
Well, it sounds like a really worthy project during this time. Do you have any advice for people who are interested in becoming an artist or pursuing art projects?
I suppose my advice would be have fun with it. Drawing really is just practice, and if you can get yourself to do it over and over and over again, the easiest way is to enjoy the process. So I suppose enjoy art for the journey of it and not just the product.
Right now, can you tell me, what else do you do with your time? You have a day job, isn't that right?
Yes, I'm a lead teller over at Wells Fargo.
Do you hope to pursue art as a full-time career at some point, or do you see it as more of a side gig?
I think all artists would love to have more time to pursue their craft. I don't know if I have really the resources to make it a full-time gig. It would be really cool, but I also do like my job here.
So Bethel Family Clinic approached you with their idea for the posters. When it came to the character that you used, what inspired that?
The character that I used. So I wanted something that was recognizably from this region, but I didn't want to add too many small details because these were signs that we were going to be putting on the side of the roads. So something that you'd be able to recognize in passing. So it's a pretty simple silhouette. You'll notice that if you look at the posters themselves, they don't have any faces. But they are pretty brightly colored and simply shaped for the sake of recognition.
So you're thinking not only just creatively, but how to really communicate that message quickly.
Mm-hmm. So something eye-catching and something easy recognizable, but also with elements of the local area mixed in.
You mentioned other logos that you're working on. Are there other organizations in town that you're partnering with on your artwork?
Recently, Bethel Gibbs has asked me to come up with something. We are still in the negotiation process. I've done logos for other places as well. It's something I enjoy doing.
And where can we see more of your work?
I have a portfolio website. It's boshiworks.weebly.com.
Great. We'll add that to the web post. So for anyone listening, boshiworks.weebly.com. And you can go to our website, kyuk.org, to get a link to Maria's portfolio, her online portfolio. Anything else you want to add, Maria, about this project specifically, or your work, or to other artists in the region?
All this was thanks to Bethel Family Clinic reaching out to me. I am so happy and honored that they chose me for the project. For artists out there, it's for other artists out there in the region. Enjoy what you do, and eventually you're going to meet people that also enjoy what you do. It's all a matter of chance and meeting them, but if you just keep creating your work, you're going to find them.
That is fantastic advice. Thank you so much, Maria.
Thank you very much, Kate, for having me.
Maria Nicolai is a self-taught artist from Bethel and Kuitlik who recently designed signs encouraging safe practices during the COVID-19 pandemic. We look forward to seeing more of Maria's work in the future. I'm your host, Katie Basil. Thank you for joining us on Coffee at KYUK.